Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Today, witchcraft.
Because that thing is on your mind. If you believe in it, then it's going to be on you.
I believe everybody wants to ask themselves, does this thing really exist? And if it does it affect me? Am I immune? How do I protect myself and all that?
Well, witchcraft broadly means the practice and belief in magical skills, and according to Wikipedia, it is a complex concept that varies culturally and societally. But, as usual, on Let's Talk, we will explore this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. We know, baby. Now it's time to welcome to the show my colleagues, Raja Muntu.
Hello, Sunday.
Welcome aboard, Raja Muntu, all the way from the French service. Also, I have Oren Isis Itangishaka from Central Africa. Welcome aboard, Oren.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you.
And of course, from the Somali service, Mr. Dawoodi Awesi. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, Shamar.
You're welcome. In this edition of Let's Talk, we will be discussing witchcraft. Many cultures worldwide continue to have widespread practices and cultural beliefs that are loosely translated into English as witchcraft. But does witchcraft exist? Is that something that you can see or touch or put your hands on it? Well, let's find out. I spoke to Lulu Masawe, a prayer leader and a public speaker from California, and asked this question to her. Tell me about this, Lulu. I know we have this notion that people do talk about witchcraft. We understand this is not a new thing. It's even written in the books, holy books. So you tell me, what do you think is witchcraft? Is this that is something that is, yes, in existence, or it does not exist at all? And if not, why? If yes, why? Tell me about it. What do you think?
That's a really good question, actually. I think it's a question where most of us have asked ourselves at one time or another in the course of life. Whether we've gotten an answer that satisfied us or not is a different conversation. But I believe everybody has once asked themselves, does this thing really exist? And if it does it affect me? Am I immune? How do I protect myself and all that?
Right.
So I'm going to come from a biblical perspective because I am a believer and I do read the word that takes the Bible to be the final authority in my life. But I do see traces. Mm-hmm. And when you read the Bible, you see traces. You see stories over and over concerning witchcraft. So it does exist, to answer your question, brief. Totally does exist, from the biblical perspective, the stories I read, and then from the experiences that I've encountered in life, yes, for sure it does.
Okay. Now, here's the thing. When I do, listen to stories, when I talk to people, when I see newspaper stories, especially in Eastern Africa where I'm from, the area in Tanzania, I always see witchcraft is associated with, older ladies, that old lady, the one with the red eyes in Mwanza, they kill those big old ladies with red eyes and older men. Why is that? Why does this happen all the time?
Yeah, and a group of friends, dear friends of albinos.
Exactly.
Group,
albino
totally
are getting killed all the time. Yeah.
We condemn that. I mean, witchcraft is a wide, wide term, anthropologically, the study of culture. And human beings, past and present, reveals that different cultures have different manifestations of witchcraft.
Okay.
And so it goes into the practice of witchcraft, which is now sorcery. And it can range from, a child that doesn't even speak yet to an old lady who's about to die. It just depends on who is open to be used and who is open to practice that, just some examples. I was in boarding school when I was in Tanzania back in the late 80s, and we saw a lot of witchcraft. Some of the students were given up into fortune telling. They were given up into sorcery, and they would come. Actually, one of my friends died because somebody had. Yes. Like, these are things I have seen. Uh-huh. They cut her hair off and they took it back and they practiced witchcraft on it. When we came back from vacation, she got sick, and you know, she died. And then when I became a believer, now I learned how to pray, how to cast out the spirits, how to pray, you know, when there's a manifestation of witchcraft. So I've seen people being delivered, you know, from witchcraft, from spells, and they manifest. And these spells that were cast on them, you know, start speaking and saying, you know, I'm from this place, I was sent by this person. You know, so I've seen it happen.
You have seen
real life situations,
in your own naked eye.
Yes, not
with no suspicion or nothing.
Their stories, but I've also seen it.
Wow. That is deep. So is there a thing like people say, you know, this is black magic, or this is voodoo, or this is white magic? Is there such a thing?
I think it's just different names given to different practices of sorcery, divination, witchcraft. And I believe, honestly, a lot of people give names to activities that they don't even understand.
Right.
You know, people say this is white magic, but if you ask them what is white magic, they have no idea.
Right.
Okay, they just feel like, oh, I'll call it black magic, you know. But really, if you go and research and dig deeper, they do exist. They have different names and different names in different culture. What is called black magic in the United States, when you go to the black people, they call it white magic. So, you know, it also has a cultural influence, but there are different names to different manifestations of that realm. And I think it's a realm that's really deeper than we would like to think.
Uh-huh.
And especially when we come to the West, you know, the West talks about, you know, witchcraft is in third world, is in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, there is witchcraft right here in the West.
So it's just not Africa. It's all over the place. Is that what you're saying?
It's everywhere. It's everywhere. It's like saying air is only in Africa. No, it's everywhere. Oxygen is everywhere. Come on. Witchcraft is everywhere.
So you cannot run away from it. Is that correct?
You can't really run. It's like, you know, airways. You understand. You work with this stuff. If I'm in a room, I can't say, oh, there's no radio waves in this room.
Now, back to you guys here in studio, Raja Muntu, all the way from the Central Africa Service, and also your man from
the
French Africa, of course, and from the DRC. Tell me, my man, Raja Muntu, what do you think about witchcraft?
Well, about witchcraft, I think where I come from, it's part of the culture.
Okay, part of the culture.
It's definitely part of the culture. This is not something to disassociate with the culture. It's part of the culture, whether it's good or bad. That's not my decision to make. But it's part of the culture, and you ask a very good question here. If you can see it, if it's if you can touch it, if you, that's a very good question. But I think it's on. It goes with the word belief. If you cannot touch the word belief, then you can't touch it.
I like your analysis on that one.
I'm sure Itangi Shaka is okay. It's agreeing with me on that one.
Itangi Shaka, back to you. Do you think
before she start throwing rock? Before she start throwing rocket at me.
I know. What do you think, Itangi Shaka?
I mean, like Raja said, you know, from most of us who come from the continent of Africa, we know it's for most countries, most culture, it has been part of it. I mean, dating all the way back to our ancestors, they used it for many different reasons. They used it to get what they wanted. They used it for healing. They used it to kill, to heal. So, you know, we know it exists in our culture. Witchcraft, I mean, in its, I guess, simplest essence is you know, people using either, you know, spells or invoking different spirits to get whatever needs fulfilled.
Right.
So, you know, and for the most part, it was some witch in some community that was known to be able to do that for them. So, and you found every community having that witch doctor or that witch person whom they went to for whatever need.
Right.
So, yes, we found it in every culture. Whether, you know, it's accepted, not so much, because as more society become more modernized, more civilized, people find other ways of finding or solving their problems. They find other ways to solve their problems other than going to witches and wizards. And, of course, as religions evolve,
mm-hmm. yep. Yep.
people realize that, hey, you know what, we don't need a mm-hmm. witch doctor or witch lady to solve our issues. We mm-hmm. can, quote-unquote, go to God yep. and get our issues solved that way. So you can see the different cultures evolving from it. Or maybe separating themselves from it, but it still exists today.
I know. Okay. Let's hear from Mr. David Daudiawesi. What do you think?
Yes, Sunday, actually, as my colleagues have already raised or said about witchcraft in our continent, Africa, it's something that exists in every country, I think, in Africa. And in Somalia as well, it's not spared. Parts of Somalia, some people still use it, although it was reducing gradually because of the civilization and maybe people becoming more religiously. So this is something that is still exists in every part of Africa. And sometimes it is confused with traditional healers. We know that in Africa we have traditional healers.
Yes, while we do.
In the Western countries we have doctors who are graduated from universities. But in Africa we have traditional healers. Sometimes yeah. the problem is people confuse traditional healers and witchcraft or mm-hmm. maybe witchmen.
Okay, that's true. That's mm-hmm. very true. Mm-hmm. And also we'll talk about mm-hmm. that.
That's true.
Okay, thank you so much. Hold it right there. Suspicion of modern medicine due to beliefs about illness being due to witchcraft also continues in many countries to this day, with tragic healthcare consequences such as HIV/AIDS and recently the Ebola virus. These are two examples of often lethal infectious disease epidemics whose medical care and containment has been severely hampered by original beliefs in witchcraft. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
Do you love music from Africa and the world? VOA has the latest hits, interviews with the artists, and we are glad to take your requests. The Voice of America has what you're looking for. We have music shows to please everyone. Join us on the radio or on the internet to listen day or night. Go to voanews.com and voaafrica.com and click on your favorite program. Just follow your ears. Music from Africa and the world. We've got it on VOA.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shumari, here in our Washington studio with Raja Muntu, Oren Isis, and Daudi Awesi. Right now, we are discussing witchcraft. Well, the killings of innocent albinos in northern Tanzania, as well as old men and women with red eyes in that country, are some of the results of belief in what we call witchcraft. Well, is there a specific way to tell who is a witch? I spoke to Tim Dover, and I wanted to know his take. Tell me, Tim, do you think we have so much beliefs that people talk about witchcraft in Africa and some other places, all over around the world anyway? Do you believe in witchcraft?
No, I don't.
Okay. Tell me, Tim, why do you think you don't believe in witchcraft while all over the world people talk about witchcraft all the time?
Yeah, well, that's a supernatural power.
Okay, and what is that about supernatural power?
I don't think that's real.
Why is that?
Because I think it's on your mind. If you believe in it, then it's going to be on you.
And tell me about where you originally from.
The island of Dominica in the West Indies.
Talk to me about Dominica and West Indies. How do people talk about witchcraft in the island there?
You got quite a few people believing in it, but I don't.
And when you see people believing in it, the ones that are believing it, what do they say they see? Or what is it about they believe?
They believe that one can do one another harm by doing certain things.
And have you seen anything happening? Because when somebody gets sick, it's somebody. Yep. Is that what it is?
Yeah, but I believe it's all it is what you put in your stomach.
Okay, so you have to eat something before you get harm, right?
Yes.
So does that mean those who believe in witchcraft, they think it's something you eat? So can that be in food? Can witchcraft be put in food, maybe?
In food, in drinks.
So that's the only way that witchcraft can exist is through food.
Yes.
Okay. Now, if that is the case, if it happens through food, how do these people get it out? How do they get healed?
Well, I guess that is the power of the supreme being.
And that is?
Through others.
Okay.
Through other people who are blessed to take the devil out of you.
Okay. And when that thing happened, people do practice a lot of things. I see people talking about games, talking about the witch doctor in a corner in Africa. People would go there and say, you know, that guy can kill you, or that guy can heal you, or that can help you if you want to succeed in business. See, this guy will give you this and that. Have you seen that in those few people in the Dominican Republic talking to you about such things?
Yeah, I've seen that. A lot of people exist in that, but I don't believe in it.
And when they talk about it, what do you think makes them believe that this thing is existing and help them?
It's all in their mind. They put their mind to it. They believe it's going to work for them. So therefore, if they think it's working for them, that's what they believe.
So that means this is something that is just on your mind? Is that what it is?
That's what I think it is.
So for your mind, nothing like that exists, right?
No way. All I got is the Almighty on my side.
So if they tell you, hey, don't go to that corner because that guy has some voodoo and can kill you, would you really do it or you won't mind doing it?
I'll go there. Yeah, it's scared of nothing.
It's not going to scare you?
No.
Okay.
So what's meant for you will be for you. And if you live a right life, then you have nothing to worry about.
Oh, okay. So it's all about living righteousness.
Yeah, and karma.
Oh, karma. Okay. What do you mean by karma?
Karma is you have good karma, you got bad karma. If you do wrong, wrong going to follow you.
Okay. Is that what it is?
If you do right, uh-huh, you're going to see right.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mr. Tim Dalva, all the way from West Indies, Republican of Dominican Republic, thank you for speaking to us today, brother.
You're welcome.
Have a good day. Off to school with me, Kaki, the fine from Kisi 240 University. To the studio, Raja Muntu, can you really tell who is a witch? Daudi Awesi raised this question. You know, there is traditional healers. People go to healers, mm-hmm, but don't confuse these guys with witchcraft. So can you, somebody really tell this is a witch? And I need to beat him and kill him or whatever.
Well, I have a short answer for you.
Okay.
They all are.
Oh, okay. Well,
I mean,
they all
real.
Are.
If Itaki Shaka agrees with me, you
really?
Heard?
Itaki Shaka, you say so? They all are. How? And how do you tell?
Huh? I mean, they all are because, mm-hmm, they all believe in witchcraft. First of all, they all do believe in witchcraft. That's okay. The problem. Yeah. So whether they use traditional medicine to heal or whatever, but they still believe in witchcraft. And if you going there, meaning you also believe in that. So I'm just saying that who, and that's maybe a good question, Shamar, to think about asking even our panel here today.
Yeah.
It is who among us, Itangi Shaka, our brother from Somalia,
Daudi Awesi.
Daudi, and yourself, Sunday, Shamar. I mean, can we, let's ask ourselves, if I'm sick tonight and I have a little fever, am I going to go get my Tylenol or I'm going to go see Itangi Shaka's aunt, you know, who lives?
Hey, okay,
who,
okay.
that in my family.
My bad. I'll take that one back. Okay. So anyway, thank you for that. So I'll go see somebody's aunt in the basement where they're going to be dancing and singing and putting my head in hot water. And you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a good question to ask ourselves today.
Yeah.
Even though it's part of our culture or whatever, whatever. But, I mean, can we do it? I personally don't think I'll do that.
You don't think you do? Okay, mm-mm. Okay. But thank you, Shaka, help me out here. Why are people, getting killed, okay?
Mm.
How do people tell?
Here's the thing. We come from a land which is called Africa, which is rich in resources.
Mm-hmm.
We have healing trees. We have minerals. We have everything we need for the body, for the mind, for the soul.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But that doesn't mean that there aren't trees that are meant with substance that can heal physical illness.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have people who use not just healing remedies which are known to to most people in the country, in the village, that this tree is for infection. This tree is for headache. You know, there's a general consensus on that. But when we talk about witches and witchcraft, we're talking about taking certain portions or making potions to kill and to harm, or invoking spirits in the underworld to do things for you. That's another level of operation.
Yep.
You know, so the difference is, you know, using something that is created in the earth to say it heals this, because let's be real, this modern medicine is created from her herbs and everything else, so it comes from the earth. But when you talk about witches and wizards, you're talking about people who are invoking the forces of darkness to change circumstances and to change, people's, mind, body, and everything else that is supposed to work the way it's supposed to work. There are people who, for instance, who do witchcraft on someone by just simply poisoning them. And there are people who go to another level by sending evil spirits to actually torment your mind and everything else. And everything, when you differentiate them, then you know this is, there's a very, very thin line in Africa of who's a traditional healer and who's a witch doctor. Because at the end of the day, if you can heal, you can kill.
Yeah,
and so a lot of times, you know, you find that they are all worshipping the same, you know, satanic forces. And, you know, you have them even here in the U.S. or in Europe, but, you know, their belief is, you know, I can invoke certain forces and certain powers to do certain things. Now that's a witch. You know, they operate under the power of a higher being, you know, to do whatever evil works, because nobody's sitting in a basement hiding in the dark somewhere to do something good. Let's be real. If you're going to do something if you're going to do something that's helpful to society, be out in the open and be praised for it. But if you're out there in the bushes and you're in the secret places, like for me, you know, anything that is done in the secret will be brought to light.
Oh.
So if you're hiding in a basement like Muntu said, you're a witch. you need to be.
Let me bring another example.
That's my take. You know? If you're hiding somewhere and you don't want the average person to see what you're doing, you're a witch.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you're out in the street and you say, hey, I got this tree from that mountain, and it brings healing to the eye, then everybody knows that you bought that tree from that mountain and
it's
healing.
But if you're in the basement singing, hooja hula.
But if you're singing and you're dripping your eyes and you got the potion and you're doing some kind of incantation and you're invoking spells, and you know what?
Using drums.
If you're hiding singing, hoosha hula, hoosha hula,
hambala bala. Yeah, you know, what kind of
nonsense.
Let me bring
an example in Somalia.
Thank you, Shaka. Let's listen to Awesi. He has something to add here.
Let me bring an example in Somalia. For example, in part of Somalia, there are some elders, whenever a baby is born, they go to that house and they say to the family that I need to be given this and this. And many people believe that if they don't give that thing to that person who is requesting to be given, like money or some other request is making, that their child or maybe their children will be in trouble, or maybe they can die, or they can get some diseases. So there are such kind of beliefs that cannot be touched, but still there are surrounding in our societies, in African societies. And different parts of Africa, you will find people like the Tanzanian thing and the Kenyan, where the albino issue is going on. Because I remember when I was talking in Kenya, the albino thing was taking place in Tanzania, but people were saying that the market is in Kenya, something like that. So there are some kind of beliefs that think if I get the some materials from the body of the albino, I will become rich, I will become this and this. Oh, so man. Those are kind of things that are still in the minds of many people. And as my colleague said, that people are using this dark in hidden areas to do things that where people can think that something unusual is going on. Because if you're hiding something and you cannot make it public, then there's something wrong with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is so true.
That is so true.
And I just have to add something quickly, Sunday, is what my colleague also just said. You know, when you talk about the medicines, you know, traditional medicine and all.
Yes.
You know, that's one of the things that bothered me a lot, because for years, for centuries, our ancestor, our grandfather, our father even, you go see to a witchcraft that's going to give you some medicine, and they tell you, yeah, this one is going to heal your headache. But you don't know if it's going to give you cancer. See, that's the part you don't know. So, yes, maybe it's healing this, but they don't even know that it was actually causing something else.
Right.
See? And that's my thing.
Okay.
That's because, to add to that, Roger Muntu, that's because if he was a witch doctor, his interest was not really to heal you. He was either after your blood, your soul, or anything that was more powerful than the money you can give them.
Mm-hmm.
That's why more harm came to you than actual healing you went to look for.
Exactly.
So that's why we got to be careful when we say, you know, our father did this, therefore it's okay socially, because our fathers and our great great grandfathers up to like 5, 6, 7 generations, they were so desperate for like things like simple things like healing or anything that they will go beyond the norm of they will seek.
Oh yeah, and they always ask things like, "Can we have your grandma name? Can we have your sister's
head?
I mean, are you going to heal me, or you want me to bring my grandma's name? Can we have a T-shirt of your dad? I mean, why you want my dad's T-shirt?
Okay."
Very good point. Hold it right there. Very good point. Hold it right there. Thank you, Chaka.
Exactly.
You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time. Right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. It's time now for the unusual story of the week.
A man has been arrested on charges of suspicion of burglary after he was found eating cookie dough in a house that wasn't his. The man was discovered in the early hours of the morning by the homeowner as she made her way into the kitchen and found the not-so-sweet surprise. She discovered the man eating cookie dough from her freezer and quickly called the police. The suspect said he thought he was at his aunt's house and was hungry, so he entered the home through an unlocked back door and grabbed himself a snack. The homeowner was not harmed, and the burglar is now in police custody.
That's it for our show. A big thank you to our guests, Daudi Awesi and Mr. Roger Muntu. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Shomari, for having us.
And of course, a big thank you to my colleague, Aren Isisi Tangi Shaka.
Thank you.
Welcome again. Jackson Umuganyi is our producer. Send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the VOA announcement, press 40 to get Let's Talk greeting and leave us a message after the beep. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in, and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk.